Chof Chesam and Aleph, Rashi, right after the Mishnah. The Gemara is Shmoni Mishnah Lishon Lekra. It says if the person reached the age of Gemara is of 80 years, like the Pasuk uses, or he's a Chayla, discussing the phrase over here of a chayla. The case of the Mishnah, the chayla of the Mishnah, Mishnah says zaken a chayla, zaken didn't reach kavuras, and the chayla was saying dafka chayla, but a geisus is different. The Mishnah brings a brisa which says that even meyashana. Once he clearly is living with a different type of nature, because way beyond the average person. So therefore, we don't understand the age is indicative of the fact that he's karv lamos. Ben shmonim va'achas o yoser atishim karv lamos. But during the 80s, if he hasn't reached the age of 90, he hasn't been iflig. Okay. Then the Morse says Raminu.
So that's a little confusing because, then why is it that 100 really should be like 90?
That's true, but the kids over here is even though he's 100, like you were saying, even though the person's 100, you would think obviously 100, it's right. The last mission is kilo meso. The last over there is kilo meso bottom in oilam, but that's got to be ruchnius and gashmius with regards to the issue of giving the get. We assume he's alive.
How's Rashi get the 90 though?
I don't know. Where Rashi picks the number 90, though. I guess he understands iflig is. The pasuk says, once you reach 90, you're no longer in the idea. The pasuk when referred to you as 80s, you apply to 90s. I'm not sure. So he gets to this woman, it should take effect 1 hour before he dies. She can't eat Basisil and the Sula Kayan. Basisil married a Kayan Shasurla, Shachelas Bishri Loi. So it's not, it's a Kulin. Basisil and the Sula Kayan Shachelas Bishri Loi, Asur Miyad, she can't eat the Chol Shaita. Any moment, Cheshinan, Akshav Yamas, he will die shortly, and it'll be an hour before he dies. Alma Cheshinan Misa, so we see that we are Cheshish for Misa. So Mor says Truma's not a kasha because after Truma after Leah is Nizainus Bechulin, so she won't eat Truma. But Getli after there's no other solution, the Mechish to Misa, because the Cheshata and the Cheshalef Getli Yishtai Behera Gunas. I mean, if this Cheshash would be true, you would undermine the whole concept of Shlichus, and that which left many women who were in different cities, different situations, they would be a Gunas. So that's the Mora says. The Mora says, yeah, but we have Rami Chuma Chuma. One Bryce says that our Misha says, Achel is with Chuma. And that Misha says, not. So, Ravada Bray, the Rav Yitzchok said, over there it's different. Shani Osim Sheharei Osra Shoachas Kadim Lemisase. So Rashi is like, "Olam Chashidim Lamisa." Our Mishnah says, "Like our Mishnah says, they're not Chashidim for Misa." So right now he's alive, and that's it. Shani Halchah, but this case over here, which says that he gave the get and should be chal an hour before he dies. So we're worried now that maybe the get is affected because an hour from now he will die. Shani Halchah, Sharei Osra Michayim, Shoachas Kadum Misase. So since the Isser was put, it should take effect before he dies. So that's different. The Mamor doesn't give a clear explanation why that should be so. And behind the parakle, and that's what the Mamor asked on what Rav Yitzchok said. So the more understands the point is that over here, for sure, there's going to be a time when she can't eat. It's about it going to be a time when she can't eat. Whereas the get, it's very possible you can give the get, and the get will be effective, or she can continue to eat truma. But there's going to be a time where Shivadai, since she can't eat, so then we have to chashish. Shemor says, well, who said? Maybe she'll die first. Why are you assuming that the get's going to take effect? He's going to die first, and therefore she's going to be nesser mitaim. She body's going to come to zman of iser. Dilma he my separation. Lo yavu l'chal get loylem, and this get will never be effective. See if the get's going to be effective to prevent her from truma. The case over there. So the question is just when. So chazaka is not is effective. That's the Mora's argument. The wall says, who said that's true? We're not sure the get will ever be true. So Bai says, you know what? It's Mechagas Tanoim. Elam Rabaya, Hai Tana, Vare Chai Shemisa. You're right. Our Tana holds not Chai Shemisa. And the Tana of this Mishnah over there of this in Yavamis, Gittin, I'm sorry. Later on in Gittin. Or by a high town of Varichash Lemisa. Lakash Masis and the Hacha, Remeri, Lakash the Bekias and Noid. They say Remeri is not worried about the possibility of the barrel breaking. So, in the time allotted, so we're also, he's not Kaish Remisa. Because you see, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisir and Rabbi Shimon are Eisrin Shema Yibaka Noid. They are Kaish. Well, you have a Chazaka that the Noid is attacked. So don't be worried about it. We're worried about it. So the person's alive. We're worried about it. Maybe he's going to die. Okay. So Rava says, I have a different answer. There's a difference between Shema Meis and Shema Yamus. That Shema Meis lo chashinan. Sarmish is this question, is at any moment did he die yet? So the answer is no. Shema Meis lo chashina. But over there, Ubin HaChazaka, Shenicha Echai. So we have a right to put the person on the chazaka. We know that he was alive. Any question we want to know, any moment we want to know, did he die? The answer is no, we have a chazaka. We got a koyin, Shaholach, Lemedina Sayyam. Kim Shalagirsha, in an Eseris, Elam Kain Meis. So in our Mishnah, the second case of Mishnah was that he didn't give her a get, he just left. We want to know, did he die? The answer is no, chazaka tells me he didn't die. But the case over there was Abuzusha Noisin La Get Amanas Shiyachul Shachas Kadim Lemisasai. So the get takes effect an hour before he dies, because he will die in the future. The Shemayamush Miyad Varichashinan Lagar Demarle Lechazaka Bahachi. So there's a few ways the Rechonim say it. One is that we know Vadi is going to die. So that's so you can't take Chazaka cannot tell me he won't die. Chazaka tell me he didn't die, but he can't tell me he won't die, because everybody's going to die. So the question is just a question of when. So Chazaka doesn't help you for that. So saying Shema Yomus doesn't go against the Chazaka, because the Chazaka never arrogated to itself the right to say he's not going to die.
So we're saying that Chazaka is not determinative with regard to future events.
Now, the second way of saying it is the chazak in general doesn't affect, doesn't work for future. It's not a Misa specific issue, right? But it's a past future issue. Right? Chazak, I know there was a status quo in the past. If I have a question, did the status quo change at the time? The answer is no, it did not change at this time. Chazakas don't project into the future what will be in the future. That's not the power of chazaka. Every case of chazaka, the makor for chazaka is a case of present versus past. So the parsha of chazaka was given to tell me if I know a status quo in the past, I have right to assume it still exists now. I have no right to say, the chazaka never empowered us to say that if death will remain this forever. So if the question here is, will he die in the future? I don't know. But chazaka doesn't answer that. So that's the two ways of saying it.
Or for the next hour, much less forever.
Well, correct. But the point is, the whole concept of chazaka never projects to the future. So, yeah. And the logic behind it is, I think we discussed this different times, that chazaka really is rooted in the idea of the Torah that tells me how to deal with a situation. It's a hanhaga. It's not a beer. It's a hanhaga. So, in the vast majority of scenarios where the concept of the real chazaka was really given for, except for this strange case, was I know a fact of yesterday. I want to know, is it still in effect now? The answer is yes. So therefore, I should be knowing as if I know for sure that it's still in effect. But very rarely do you have a scenario where the Torah has to give me an answer how to deal with that hanhaga, what it will be in the future. So the Torah didn't give a parsha of chazaka for that. There wasn't the need to turn in. If we don't have the concept of chazaka, we'd be dysfunctional. There was a famous line about there was one of the Chassidish Gedolim, his name was Rafal from the city of Brashid. He was Makbid Gomer on MS. So if you're raining outside, you walk in and you ask him what's raining outside, he says, "I don't know. It was a minute ago, but I don't know. It still is." You know? That's how he spoke, you know. So every day I put on my tefillin, I have to be burdened to tefillin. Because maybe something happened to my tefillin yesterday. I check my mezuzah every 3 hours, you know, because something happened to the mezuzah. I mean, we wouldn't be able to function. So the Torah gave a parsha of a chazaka, which tells me that if I've established a fact that this is kosher, I write this one that is kosher. The Torah didn't have to give me, am I protecting you against any future potential problems? No, we'll deal with it then. I don't have to deal with it now, we'll deal with it then. So we came up with an interesting case where the Torah, the future is affecting us now. So okay, so the Torah didn't impartial for that.
What the Torah didn't get?
That's what Rabbi is saying.
But Shema Meis is still a future. I'm a little confused about that. Shema Meis is a future, no? I mean, there's, if you say Chazaka only helps you for now.
She wants to know, because she eats this tumor right now. The question is her husband dead at this point in time? The answer is no. I'm not asking, will he die in the future? I'm asking, right now, is he alive? The answer is, chazaka says he's alive.
Okay, but that's based on the chazaka that he was alive, you know, 2 days ago when he gave the get.
Right.
Okay, but now is the future relative to...
Well, it's always true. Ago. Right, but the point is, I'm only judging the question in the now. So, but that's always the question. My tefillin were kosher yesterday, are they tefillin kosher today? Mm-hmm. Well, today is yesterday's future, but right, I'm not judging, I didn't have to judge that question yesterday, I have to judge the question now. And now it's in the present. So, it's always a relationship between the established fact in the past and the present. So I have to be able to function in the present. So the Torah gave a concept called chazaka. You have a right to assume that the realities remain the same until you know otherwise. There is a tosis which is mashma that this is called one that meter rice is only if there's no reyes. But if there be a reyes, it could be chazaka the rice, it wouldn't work. You know, which means yes, the Torah gave the parsha.
The
Tosis is red. So I don't know. The verse is, but you know. So the Tosis and Ksubas has it said the same. In the case we threw her a get, suffer karav law. that made a raisa could be chazaka wouldn't work over there. It's a chiddush of kashita because I mean the mercy you kill based on the chazaka over there. We said if it's a sofik chazaka said that she's still married and she'd be mazana tomorrow we'd kill her. It's hard to say that's a chazaka. That's not the raisa, but Tosfos has such an argument. Even the case where the Torah gave the din of chazaka, right? The Merkel says, what was the case of chazaka? The case is where the Kohen saw the nega, and he sees the nega of a certain size. The case of nega and abayas, he sees the nega of a certain size. He has to close the bias for 7 days. It comes back, and the nega has changed size. The question is, the moment of Hesker is not when he sees it, the moment of Hesker is when he shuts the door. So how do we know that it didn't change from the moment he saw it to he shut the door, and therefore what he's seeing now is not a change in size? Right? He saw it this big, now he sees it this big. Well, maybe that happened a second after he saw it, and therefore it's now, at the moment of Hesker, that was the size, and it's remained the same size. Well, Chazaka tells me that when he saw it that size, it remained that size till the time he shut the door. There's clearly a Reyesa, it changed. The question is when? Right? So, so even that concept seems to be, you know, that the Chazaka is able to address not only if, but also when. But all, again, all taking place, not in the future, but in the past. At the moment, his question was, at the moment of Hesker, I want to know how big was it? Well, Chazaka tells me it was the same size it was when I saw it a moment ago. Now I know how big it was. Now I see later on it changed. I said it changed. Okay. So, think more. So, the Mishnah said, Mark, I'm going to get into a side issue. The Mishnah gave three cases. A person brought a get as a shliach. The base of the chazaka that the person's alive, the bas yisrael is continuing the truma based on the chazaka that her husband is alive, and a person sends a chatas medinas ayam, the base of the kahana can be makrivitz based on the assumption that the bialim is still alive. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? You didn't finish the rashi's. I'm sorry. Let's finish the rashi. Vonoid. The more it says the case of Node is a case of Shema Yamus. You want to say that this is not a machlokes like Rabbi said between Rabbi Yehuda and Rei whether you chayish for Misa. Harry holds you that you're not chayish for Misa in the past, you are chayish for Misa in the future. So the case of the Node. The high the Achille Lishtois is Mishum Shema Yamasu. The issue over here right now is can he drink, do a half Russia, and then drink on Shabbos, or would drink when he doesn't have a way to be physically, practically be mafrish, relying on the fact that he'll do it when he has a chance in the future? So Yehuda says, "I'm sorry, we can't rely. You can't let you do it now because over here the future is going to decide whether you're allowed to do this because we have to worry that maybe something will happen in the future and therefore it's also to drink it now." And Rameir says, "No problem." So Rameir is saying, "We're not worried about the future." So according to Abaya says that this idea of whether you're cautious with these possibilities or not, Rameir says no, and Rehuda says yes. Fine, they're consistent. But according to you, the difference is whether it's past, whether it's present versus future. So your argument is that everybody agrees that in the past you worry about it, everybody agrees in the future you don't worry about it. So then what's Mechlekes over there? So Mora says that no, you can put a shomer on it. So the Mora says that the Rav Sharshi said arva tzarech sheba shomer atzma yipsha, who guarantees the shomer will be careful. So Rabbi said, you're right. Let's restate my statements. Shema meis lo chashina. My point was that in the past we're not worried about the past. A season divrei kol. So therefore our Mishnah, everybody agrees to. not like Abaya that Rabbi Yehuda would not agree to our Mishnah. The price of raising Gitech is Tanoihi put the Remeir Bechaber. But you're right about the concern about the future. But that's what Chagas Tanoihi.
I have
no question. Okay. And Remeir says, I'm not worried about it. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Shimon said they are. According to Yehuda, then Yechosh Hashem Yibaka Anoid. So who is then Yechosh Hashem Yamus? And therefore, the Mishnah, whether in case of the get, would be like Yehuda. But according to Meir, you're not Yechosh Hashem Meis, Hashem Yamus. Just like he's not Yechosh Hashem Yibaka Anoid. Tosis, Manal at the bottom, Tosis says that. Even Rameh was not Chosh Hashem Yamus. He doesn't mean Hashem Yamus, the Zman Kotzer. But Hashem Yamus, the Zman Meruba, Rameh is masking that you're Chosh. And Tosfos brings a right from a Mishnah Yevamos. The Remeir, even though he holds that Shema Yamus Lo Chashinan, it's only if it's Zman Kotzer. But the Zman Meruba, he is Chosh Shema Yamus Zman Meruba.
How's that measure?
What?
How's that measure?
I mean, the case of whether it's not such a long time. Tosis is right, so in the case of whether we had any Yevamos. The Arba Achim are married. There's four brothers. Two of them are married. Two sisters, and those two brothers died. So the Mishnah says that they're chosos v'lamis yabmus. So that the two surviving brothers do chalitza to the two sisters. They don't do yibum. So the Mora has a machlokes how to understand why that's true in the Mishnah. Is that because you hold that there's a din of Zika, and therefore a kukoso is osir, and mekimish never shachas shuba, it should be also loyalim. So Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon die. So Levi wants to do yibum to one of the sisters, but he can't because she's the sister of a woman who's fallen to him to yibum. She's a kukoso. The Mor says no, it's a riot, but that's what the Mor says. They don't. That's upshot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying something else totally. So Rameir holds also about the Mitzvah Yevamim, and we're afraid if Levi does Yibum, and then Yehuda dies, so then the other one sister will be left with no Mitzvah being done to her. But if he does chalitza to one, he can do chalitza to the other. So even if one, the first brother does chalitza, we still have an etzah for the second woman. But if the first brother does yibum, we have no etzah for the second woman in the case the other brother dies. So when he's coming to do yibum or chalitza, we say, don't do yibum because your brother might die in the future. And the more so that mission is Remeir, it holds also about them, it says yibum. Well, l'shem yamas lo chashinan. So I said, you have to tell whether the chashash is, we don't know exactly when it'll happen. So there's a chashash, Hashem Yomus, is my Maruba.
So what is the solution be for one of the two sisters and, let's
say, the youngest of the brothers, chalitza? And then the third brother and the other one. Would yibum be possible in that case? So theoretically, once one brother does chalitza to one, and the other brother doesn't decide to die, it doesn't make a difference who's older and younger. Right? Let's say, you know, Levi did chalitza, so now when Yehuda comes, he has really the choice to yibum or chalitza, the mercy of Hanami. If you hold the problem of chos kukasai, so you have another rule, kimish nesha shoacha shuba, she doesn't become mutter. So, since when. At the beginning, neither Levi or Yehuda had a right to do yibum to either one of them because they're both also to both of them. So even though Levi does chalitza to one, effectively taking her out of the running, and that was only one person falling to Yibum, so now look, her let Yehuda do Yibum, because there's only one more, she's not a chosik kosa, but she was a chosik kosa at one point in time, and she came also to him, she remains also. And the worst is, according to, if you learn the Pshat, it's because also about the Mitzvah Yibamim and Echanami, theoretically the second person could do Yibam, but we don't want to do that because we're Gzeira up to the first one. If we let the second one do Yibam, we'll end up with the first one Yibam, and we can't allow that. So Shem Yom is La'alter. Over here, I mean, if you want to draw the line between those two cases, over here, La'alter is an hour from now. So that's you know, but the more is drawing a parallel to Shem Yibak Anoid, which is, that's according to Mamshad, is referring to as Motzei Shabbos. You know, Shabbos is an hour. That's still called La'alter. Or do you look at the Kiyas Anoid and Misa? You know, are the measurements of time equal in each thing? I don't know. Yeah. The only issue you have is dinner shirani korin. You can't take down the exact precise amount, because there's a lot of, when you do a frosha, there has to be shirani korin. It has to be nicker that there's something else besides.
My concern was Lan Maruba. You have somebody bringing a gift from the Divafi.
Again, this is all in Shem Yamus, not in Shem Meis. Gift from the Ziyam of Shem Meis.
When the get arrives, then it's Shem Meis and not Shem Meis.
Right.
Shem Yivaka, no, is like, even if it was, you know, close to Shkia on Shabbos, there's still some Shem Yivaka, no. No, there's even a real smunk, so.
It's still enough for me to say Shem Yivaka, no. Yeah, I mean, so we had a question about what the case was. The case was either because Erev Shabbos and he didn't have time to be Mafrish, or the case was he didn't have Kalim, Rashi says, to put it into. Right? So he wants to drink now, and he doesn't have what to be Mafrish into. So it could be he'll get it in an hour from now. But still, Yehuda says, no, because Shem Yivaka, no. Tosfos says the case is Erev Shabbos. Rashi says the case was nothing to do with Shabbos. Well, Rashi over here, this comes up on the place in Shas. But Rashi over here says the case was there was no candy mafresh into. So there's no time frame. That could be very shortly. He'll be getting that. Okay. For the more cash, let's get him to say well, being a smicha, there's a lach of smicha that you cannot set al yedei shliach. So, Rabbi Yosef is carbon nashim. The pasuk of smicha says by chatas, it says the bear ben Yisrael and chazal darshin the ben Yisrael are not samechus. Rav Papa Amar bechatas oif. Chatas oif is also not done of smicha. Fine. Now, the more wants to know, so we have three cases. We have a case, the ring of get, relying on the fact that the husband is still alive, the Meshalech is still alive, eating Shuma because the husband is still alive, and being Makav the Korban because the Bailam is still alive. Mitzricha. The Eshrin and get, Mishum Doli Efshir. Maybe we should be Choshish for Misa, but it's like that would undermine the whole concept of shlichus, which we need the shlichus to be effective. So we're not going to be chayshish. I'm shuma the efsher emalo, like the more said before. The ashrin and shuma the zimdali efsher because their food is limited. They're poor, and this is necessary for sustenance. But to be mocked of the Korban, we say, listen, we want the Bailam here, and that's very nice that he needs it. But on the other end, there's an issur of being, if the Bialim is dead, there's an issur of being bringing a chulin asara. So we shouldn't be mad to that. So therefore, the commission says, no, even that you need sesricha. We need three old cases.
If you just had the carbon case,
I mean, and if I just had the case of the get and the truma, I wouldn't know your mark of the carbon based on the chazaka.
Right, if you just had the chatas case,
would you know the other two cases? Probably. That's all I have. So,
yeah.
Sakrashi Babin and Smicha, Matanya Matars Kahanim, Yoda Bloyad Beno, Yoda Bloyad Shlucha. So Shlicha, there's no Jin Shlichas for Smicha. You need Smicha. Bekarmanoshim, Isha Shaga Bekoris, Vishilcha, Chatosa, the woman who's Chai Bechatas, and she sent it, the Gabi Smicha. So Rashi explained, Karmanoshim doesn't mean the Karban woman, your lettuce, or something like that. So it means a case of Rechatos. Regular chatas, the chatas of a chiyav chorus. Kavsichatanya, the Rebbe Neisol, b'somach b'neisol samchim b'ein b'nosh yisol samchim. There's no din smicha by women. Shichat misti tlas abobi b'mastisin b'cheskes shukayim. Zimdol yapsher shiyaniya b'tzicha parnasa. Sita chuma b'beis agronis. Especially the husband went away, so she doesn't have a source of support. And Shuma is going to be very necessary for her to live. Yeah. There's a where I'm not clear about. Tosis Avol. Tosis says that the loch is chathas oiv is boila sofik. So in case of the one case of chathas oiv, and our gears of the more here is chathas oiv. So Tosis takes it out because in the case of chathas oiv, the issue of sofik is not an issue because the chathas can be brought on a sofik. Person has a suffix whether he's chayiv, and the scenarios where chathas oif, where not all chatos, there's a din of oif. Most of those you need to bring a behemoth, but the yard cases so that you can bring a chathas oif, or the case where the Torah gave the option of bringing birds instead of behemoths. So chathas oif in those situations can be brought even though it's a suffix mitzvah can bring a chathas oif. But the more give two answers up here. One was Karban Nashim. So that talk is a problem. But Chathas Oif can be Bala Sofik. So Tosis says you take the word Oif out of the out. That's Tosis over there in Nida. But over here, Tosis says if you give the gifts of Chathas Oif, or according to one shot, that's the case of the Mishnah. So then what's the Shrichas? So, you see, it's talking about lechulam azara. It's mutar chatav mezalfik. So Tosis says that's the person himself, not the ayin shliach. That's right. The person he needs to bring a korban. So if he comes, we say, listen, we need to do this to help the person. But nobody asked him to send the ayin shliach and create a suffix, which is not intrinsic to the case. There was that's a suffix intrinsic. The scenario happened already, and now we need to address his avera. Or a potential avera. Over here, the case is vada. Texas, because he's sending ayin shliach, he's creating a suffix to the kahanim. We're not going to allow that when there really is there is a redress for that. So address it. Okay.